This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A very lovely morning. This is Frida Liu. It's a Race Your Game, and I have here with me Andrew Chow, the Managing Director of Idea Mart, no stranger to the show. Although, I have to say this, the first time I've actually met the man. So welcome to Malaysia. We're starting a four-part series on business networking, and today it's the very basics of how to prepare for business networking. But before we get into that, you know, what is business networking according to Andrew Chow?
I think business networking is a social economic activity. Okay, that is a very technical
social economic activity. Yes,
to recognize and to create and to achieve opportunities, business opportunities. So it can be a gathering of different people, as long as you have something to do with business, something that affects a certain bottom line. Now, it can be charity and business. It doesn't matter. It can be social enterprise and business. I think as long as people gather together, there is always opportunities. And networking is really, really important.
Okay. And I guess networking in every scenario, it should be the same rules, whether it's business or not business. Yes or no?
That's right. I think preparation is very important, and that is the key focus of today's talk. The first week, we're concentrating on the letter P. Actually, these 4 weeks, we're talking about PMET. So PMET is something that everybody knows, heard of it. But PMET, it's very different meaning in networking. P stands for preparation.
Preparation.
So how do you prepare? That is a very, very good question.
Okay, now how important is it for business or your career, you know, in the modern context?
Oh, yes. Okay, for people who are working in office, you will know that a lot of times, jobs in the market, 50% of them, surprising to a lot of HR manager, they told me 50% of the jobs in the market are never advertised. They are referred by the staff of the company. So the HR usually go to the staff and say, do you have someone to recommend? So if you have, they will pay you a referral fee, and those fees are actually much lower than the advertising cost of getting headhunter or having a print ad. So if you do not network enough, not many people know you, not many people will have a chance to refer you to certain jobs. So by the time you see the jobs in the newspaper, actually those jobs are the jobs that nobody want to do. Okay, so number one, we need to actually recognize the importance of networking is referral. For those of us who runs a business, it's about inner circle. Inner circle is very important. When people know you and you know them, you'll be first priority. Whenever something new happens, they come to you and they will think of you and they will ask you first, are you interested in this? Do you know of anybody who likes to go in this with us? So knowing people, as many as you can, is always good. Mm-hmm. You can never have too many friends.
I guess it's like top of mind recall, and I guess if someone else likes you at least, what I mean, they will think of you.
Yes, I think in networking, your personal branding becomes louder. If you have a good personal brand, more people talk about you positively. If you have a bad personal branding, also people talk about you negatively. So, yeah, actually, networking exposes your personal branding.
Mm. Now, what are the different kinds of business events out there for networking opportunities?
At the highest level, I would think that it will be all the MICE event, the meetings, the incentive program, the conferences, the exhibition. You need to have a calendar to know where are the exhibitions, which industry are involved. Mark it down as an appointment in your calendar. Networking is just like a business appointment. You need to make time for it. How often really depends on you. Some people do it once a week. Now, a good gauge is that how do you tell whether you network enough? Let me ask you a question. How fast can you finish a box of your name card, of 100 name cards? So if you tell me, 2 months I finished one box. Wow. That is very good. That means you are giving out 100 name cards in 2 months with 44 working days. It's about 2 or 3 cards a day. It's wonderful. Some people take a year to finish. Right. So the speed in which you give out your cards actually tells me whether you are a seasoned or savvy networker. Okay. What other types of event? Now, that is the generic general base. Now, there are some industry focused ones. I'm not too sure whether a lot of people really like to go to industry focused networking, because you end up meeting people you already know.
Same people.
Yes. You should, a rule of thumb, go for events that you don't know anybody. That's the best. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may want to just go for certain events that you have no vested interest. You don't know anybody. Let's say there is this arts exhibition, and you just go for the exhibition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you meet the most unlikely person who can give you the biggest break in your life. So don't always go to predictable events, because you will find a lot of competitors there vying for a small pie. In fact, you should be looking for fresh pies in the very unlikely places. And it takes effort to do research and to find out these events and to mark it down in your calendar.
Okay, now in this case you say go to an arts event rather than an industry event, but also at the same time, don't be a faker. You must go to an arts event because you do like it as well.
That's right. At least even if you are not really into arts, please read up something about arts, because I think you need to really enjoy yourself. That's most important. You must enjoy yourself, and you must feel that you have the freedom of expression. So if you really don't know anything, sometimes it's okay to tell people, I really don't know anything. Can you teach me? Can you tell me something about arts? That opens conversation.
True.
Yeah. So asking the right question is very important. And you got to prepare how to ask the right question. So that is all part of preparation, actually.
So yeah. How do we prepare for networking? All coming up with Andrew Chow from Idea Mart in just a moment. Race Your Game, BFM 89.9. It's Race Your Game. Good morning. And it's about preparing for business networking. It's a four-part series here. And Andrew Chow, in the flesh, Managing Director of Idea Mart. And we were just discussing earlier on, you know, what is business networking? And it's a social economic activity. That's how he defines it. And where do we go for these events? And in industry focused ones, and better still, maybe not industry focused ones. So
that's right.
Now, obviously, it requires preparation to go for networking. So what do we need to do? How do you prepare for networking?
I guess we must have an eye and a ears for all the events that's going on in the marketplace. For example, if you know that a certain brand is having a product launch and is actually giving a free open invitation, you should make yourself available, RSVP, so that you remind yourself that you are supposed to go for that event. Usually, a press conference will be the best occasion that you network with the press and media. Mm-hmm. But press conferences are invite-only events, so unless you're able to get crash, you won't be able to. Yeah, I actually organized a press conference that people get crash my meeting just to know journalists.
That's not good, right?
Yes, it is not good. It is very bad, but I find amusing that people try all sorts of ways for networking. So I got to admire them for making the bold move.
For tenacity.
Yeah, for tenacity. And then they are very, they're not shameful. They just tell you directly, oh, we want to know some people inside. You know, sometimes just for their guts, I may let them in. Uh-huh. Okay. How to prepare? Another point to note is you got to decide on the frequency. If you have no time and you have a family, and mm-hmm. sometimes in normal office hours, maybe you're not able to network. You're only left with off office hours. Now, there are not many business events off office hours. So most of the time when it is after dinner, is you are left with all the social events, all the parties. They are not networking events. They are actually parties for the sake of having a party, usually organized by a certain community. And you'll be very disappointed when you go there ready with name cards, and all those people, they are wearing clothes that have no pockets. Don't talk about name cards, right? So they go there, they smell very good, and they always say, sorry, I don't have my name card. Now, that's one thing I learned. I never give out my card without a person asking for it. That means if you never ask me for my name card, I usually will not give it to you, because my name card is not for free. So when you make your name card a limited edition, you're so interesting when you talk to people, until to the point people say, can I have your card?
Okay. Card.
Then you give out your card. That is how you make an impression.
Okay. So, all right. So, basically, you say that when you go out there, you decide on your frequency. And okay, so what happens then? You were saying that, you know, if you're working, how do you find these events that are non-social then?
I think you have to find a few friends to form a tech team. Or you help each other to look out for different events, and you update each other often enough. Sometimes you may not know of a certain event that's going on. Your friends knew, and your friends have to alert you way beforehand. Hey, want to go? You know, shall we go? Let's go together. Maybe there's some opportunities. And I think it's always good to go with your buddies, because when you meet 100 people, you definitely cannot meet all of them in 2 hours. Yeah. So you split up. You go that way, I go this way. All right, and then we exchange notes. All right, and actually it's good because sometimes you talk to the same person, you exchange opinion, and sometimes you'll be very surprised that both of you talking to the same person in the same night have very different opinion of the same person. So it's very interesting. When you have three, even better.
Okay.
Because so if all three of you think the same about this guy, and this guy is, it's worthy enough to be in your friends list, so to say. So I find that, yeah, it's very interesting when you strategize how you network. You know, a lot of positive energy can come out of it.
Okay, now, my question is, and of course you referred to your your name cards and 100 cards there.
Yes.
How fast you finish this. Now, how often do you need to go for networking?
How often? I would think at least once a fortnight. Once a fortnight. And you'd be very surprised that networking exists any time of the day. So any time of the day, you should have your name card with you. Always have your name card. Sometimes it's very frustrating. If you don't have your name card, I think the chances of connecting after that, it's very slim. Honestly, people can't find you on social media without your name card. People forgot your name sometimes, right? So it's really almost impossible to find you. So always have your name card at least once a fortnight. Once a week is the best, but never go once a quarter because you kind of lose touch. And sometimes you need practice to do small talks at first. So if you are short of practice, you'll be very shy. I ever met chairman of a listed company hiding in one corner eating his chubby hoon. You know, he himself is shy. So I want to say a word of encouragement out there for anyone. Even the CEO and chairman of listed company are shy.
Yeah.
So don't be shy.
Okay.
Even if you're shy, pretend you're not.
Okay.
Because everybody else is shy.
Okay. Now, okay, just one thing that you said as well, going out at least a fortnight, and I guess in the evenings there'll be things like art exhibitions, book talks.
Yes, so cocktail parties.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
With that in mind as well. Yeah. So next week, it's M.
Yes. M is interesting. M is about manners. Manners in the networking session. How do you conduct yourself to show a positive image? And you'll be surprised that you read a lot of different body language in the networking itself. So next week can be exciting.
Okay, manners for networking. Yes. Andrew Cha from Idea Mart in our business networking series. Tomorrow's Race Your Game, Dr. Peter Shepherd, he's a behavioral scientist, writer and coach, and we'll be discussing his book, Personality Matters, a whole brain approach to why we learn, think and behave. Janis Joplin coming up, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.